What's good, y'all? Welcome to the first episode of the Creepy Tales Podcast. I am your host, Caleb Fisher, and essentially the Creepy Tales Podcast is a storytelling podcast where we just go through different conspiracy theories and scary stories, and I'll sit here and I explain them and pretty much give our feedback on them with my friends, with different guests every single week. So the first guest, first episode, I'm here with my best friend of almost 5 years, Soup, a.k.a. Dari.
What's good, everybody? Appreciate you for having me on for the first episode, bro. I'm ready to get into it, man.
It's no problem. Let's get straight to it. All right, so the first topic we got today is the whole immortal celebrities theory, conspiracy theory. Also, like, for some of them, they consider, like, vampires. So the biggest one that really kind of sticks out to me is Keanu Reeves, old boy from The Matrix, right? So, like, the way the conspiracy goes, if you look at him and his different movies and stuff from, like, the early 90s and then just different pictures of him and all that, man, the man ain't aged, bro.
Like, you know, some people just don't age. It exactly. Could be one of those things.
But it's been 30 years. He looks exactly the same, right?
Look at Pharrell.
Exactly.
Pharrell don't age.
Bro, Pharrell's a part of the theory too, though.
Damn.
I'm getting to that, right? I'm getting to that, bro. All right. So on top of that, this is where the real vampire conspiracy theory comes into. So back in the 1800s, there was this French actor named Paul Monet. And, bro, quiet as cat, bro, he looked just like this dude Keanu. I ain't gonna cat.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Like, all right, so I know y'all can't see it because we straight audio right now, but we got the picture pulled up of Paul Monet and Keanu Reeves out the side. Bro, this is the same folk. Like, some of the other celebrities that's on the list, I really couldn't get with. This the one person who I seen it, and I was like, they might be on to something. But everybody else, like, they only started aging a little bit now. Bro, Keanu Reeves still ain't aged. And then I'm seeing this. This man for sure might be a vampire. What you think, bro?
How old is he right now?
He's 53.
Okay.
53. But people say he a vampire. And, like, bro, the picture of Paul Monet. And then also, in fact, Paul Monet is also an actor. Bro, really? He know what he good at. It wouldn't surprise me if this man spoke French. Like,
I feel like he could do it all. You know what they be doing behind the scenes in Hollywood and showbiz.
Exactly, bro. So,
if he doesn't age in the next 5 years just because of the fact that he's 53,
for sure a vampire.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, he need at least one wrinkle by 2022, no cap. So,
or some gray hairs.
Gray hair, something, bro. Well, he might be dying his hair.
He could, like, be, yeah.
We don't really know because you already know celebrities be on that. Celebrities be on all that. But, like, bro, how he look just like this man, though? This 2,000-year-old dude or 200-year-old dude. That's wild.
That is wild, no cap.
All right, so then tied in. Wait, no. I'm going to skip that right now. So the next person who is believed to be a vampire, immortal, whatever, Nicolas Cage. I'm talking National Treasure, Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider is one of my favorite movies.
Oh, God, bro. It will be cold, bro. But we know who we talking about, right? So, but Nicolas Cage. So this is a 150-year-old picture of, this is a 150-something-year-old picture of this Confederate prisoner of war, right? It's like an old picture of him from, like, right after the Civil War. And bro kind of looked like Nicolas Cage. I ain't gonna lie. He looked younger. Like, he like young Nicolas Cage. That's the thing, right?
He do, because look at the stash.
Exactly. The muscle.
Like, or even the face shape.
Yeah. Like, but you already know, Nicolas Cage got that long head and a whole bunch of people who got that for real. Like,
yeah.
That match is uncanny. I ain't gonna lie to you. And then, man, like, it's not really a lot that could really be the case. So, along with this Nicolas Cage theory, there's also one that goes in with John Travolta. And this is where I really start to call BS on their story, because it just sounds like it's too much going on. But some people believe that John Travolta is also a vampire or immortal of some kind, and that him and Nicolas Cage been in a war this whole time. I don't know how it exactly worked. Like, the way it was broken down, they have a lot of roles that mirror each other, like, in, like, current Hollywood. And then also the picture of the picture supposedly of John Travolta from the past was a Union soldier in the Civil War. And, you know, they said Nicolas Cage was a Confederate prisoner of war. So, like, they say that's kind of where it started. And it just continued on to today. And now they both up in Hollywood and competing through their roles, supposedly. It's not, like, too much, though, right?
That is a lie. Because you got Hollywood drama, and then now you bring Confederate and the other side and all this other stuff into the mix and stuff. Talk about some history. Like, this ain't history class.
Exactly. It sounds like a stretch. Like,
talking about actors.
But Keanu Reeves, now, he for sure a vampire.
For sure.
Can we agree?
I can agree on that.
And then, you already know, they try with other people, like, they...
Look at his eyes.
Exactly, but they pierce at you. Like, John Travolta, I think he's a creepy white man. No cap. So, Keanu Reeves, I low-key believe, I'm not gonna lie. But the Nicolas Cage, John Travolta thing sound like a stretch. But here's my theory about why it started, right? I think white people who created this to have somebody with a more legendary after-death story than Tupac. Now, that sounds like a stretch, right?
That was a fact.
But, like, think about it like this. So, for the longest, they had all the Elvis conspiracy theories, right? And, like, folks was, like, out here talking about, I seen Elvis. And eventually, it just kind of became a joke. Like, folks knew Elvis was dead, and it was a stretch. But then, bro, we had Tupac. My nigga, Tupac been dead 20-something years. And folks still talk about they seeing Tupac. How you really beat that? So white people say, how about this? Nigga, we got vampires that are celebrities.
But I mean, they've always had vampires, though.
But it wasn't celebrities, though. That's the thing. Like, that's like somebody said Denzel is a vampire. They don't even sound right.
Now, let's say if we started switching over to, let's say we go specifically black actors.
Yeah.
You could probably say some could have potential to be, like, vampires, if so. Just vampires that may age, because really all of them age except for the women.
Who? Wait, what you mean all of them age except for the women?
All the actors.
I mean,
people in Hollywood.
Yeah, I mean, true. Like, yeah, that's the thing. No actors really, like, in Hollywood just really stay looking young. Besides, like, Keanu Reeves. Even, like, Nicolas Cage and John Travolta just started aging more recently.
Yeah.
But, like, Keanu Reeves, bro, he stay looking young. For real, he might be a vampire. That wouldn't surprise me, though.
Facts.
But, like, everybody else, nah. All right, and on to the next topic. All right, so the next topic is this thing called the Devil's Tramping Grounds. All right, so Devil's Tramping Grounds is this thing near Harper's Crossroads in Bear Creek, North Carolina, right? So it's some real backwoods shit.
Super backwards shit. I'm talking
hell
about.
Yeah.
Like, you could get lost in that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Like, literally only known for folks going camping out there. So it's like just the woods on some shit.
So I just know for a fact my ass wasn't gonna be out there anyways.
True. So in this woods, there's this like 40-foot wide ring circle type thing, right? Like, it's in the middle of the woods, it's in a big grass opening. It's just a 40-foot wide circle of dirt. Nothing grows there. And according to the legend, at nighttime, the devil comes out of hell and, like, actually makes his way to earth at that exact same spot. And that's what's called the Devil's Tramping Grounds. And, like, on some nights, you'll be able to go out there at night and see the devil stomping around in a circle, like, tramping. And that's why nothing grows there. And then, like, people were like, leave objects there overnight, and then in the morning this is always missing. Like, nothing can actually stay inside the circle overnight. And my nigga, people be out there trying to sleep out there and different, like, you already know type of people it is,
man.
That's them white folks, bro. It's some white people shit. But yeah, people be out there trying to sleep at the devil's tramping ground.
Bro, you lost me at the devil. You lost me at the fact that the devil was able to even come over there.
Yeah, bro,
that's,
yes.
That's where you lost me at.
And yes, like, let me say, it's never been, like, caught on, like, real video or anything. Like, every single video that's out there has been, like, proven fake. But people say, like, they've gone out there and seen the devil stomping around in a circle.
Does that mess with them? Would they say that kind of messes with them, or is it just like on some like crazy shit? Like, it's like, oh my god, like, we actually see the devil.
I mean, they look like shook up, but I mean, it's white people. They shouldn't have been out there in the first place. Like, I feel like they brave people. They can handle it.
Yeah, they got that.
Word.
The fact that someone even found this out is scaring me.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, if I see a big dirt opening in the middle of the woods, just surrounded by grass, I know at that point, either, well, not even nothing, like, something happened to clear that out. So if there's people, there's no people there, something killed them people, and, like, I don't need to be there wherever the people kind of thing is at.
Yeah.
Like, this is nothing that would make me, like, if I see that, there's nothing that's going to make me want to come back at all.
Yeah, that's a one time, not even, that's not even a one time
thing. Exactly. That's how I see it, and right sure, there. It's cool.
But do I believe if that's true? Possibility.
People, that's what I'm saying.
People be on that other stuff, so.
Honestly, I'm like, I ain't going to lie to you. I believe in there being another world, like there being spirits and all that, like bad spirits. I'm like, if you can have bad spirits and all that, like people houses getting haunted and stuff, the devil could be coming out the ground. That's hella believable.
That's believable.
I ain't messing with it though.
Nah, I'm protected by the Holy Ghost.
True. So, is there a dollar amount somebody could pay you to not even spend a night? You just got to make it to midnight out there. Is there a dollar amount that could be paid to you to make you sit out in the devil's circle until midnight?
Like, inside the hole or, like, just, like, by the hole? In the hole? No.
Like, crisscross applesauce, smack dab in the middle of the circle. Is there an amount anybody could pay you?
Nah, none. Nunzo. If you was telling me a dollar amount to where I just have to go out there and probably stay out there but not be, like, close to the hole, but, like, in range where I can see that hole, for sure. I get a group. Go out there. I'm not going out by myself.
But like, I'm talking about by yourself. Like you, nah, like you and the camera.
I'm good.
You just gotta capture what you do. Got it.
I'm good. I'm gonna save myself the trouble, the stress, and the heart attack.
Man.
From just beyond yonder. I'm already in the woods.
True.
Dark as hell.
True.
We don't know what the fuck out there or who out there.
Hey, like, what if there's really some serial killers in the woods that made up that whole story just to get people to go out there and try to spend the night out there so they could kill them.
People crazy enough to do it, bro.
And like, that's why, like, no items can stay in the thing overnight because the serial killers just take the items. And then someone tries to spend the night out there, they going to get killed because serial killers out there. What if it's really serial killers?
If there's real serial killers, then they going to eventually figure out people are missing. And then somebody's going to have to go out there and figure out why the fuck people are coming missing over there.
Bombs, it's the devil's tramping grounds. They made up the story. So I'm saying, like, wouldn't it be crazy if, like, it ain't even no devil shit going on, but it's really just a white man in a costume walk around in a circle just scare people off. And then if they come too close, he is serial killer, so he just killing them.
Yeah, nigga, that's why you send the laws out there, nigga. That's what the white people do all that. Like, let's say one of your people will come up missing. Everything is on 10.
True.
So that means all whereabouts, and if that whereabouts was that woods, they gonna check that out.
Man, like, I mean, my thing is, people have already came up missing over there and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and all that. Like, at that point, the law's already out there. They still ain't found out nothing. What if they just, like, I'm saying, it could be fake. It could be fake.
It's believable if it's fake.
That would be a bomb-ass story. Man, you know what time it is?
What's up, bro?
It's time to pay some bills. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Damn.
All right, so the last topic is, it's hella crazy. I ain't gonna cap. So, back in the, like, 1800s, there was this ugly, rich dude named Bluebeard, right?
Bluebeard.
Yes. And, like, there's been, like, it could have been 1800s, like, 800s. Middle Ages. Damn. Was none's 1800s.
A minute ago.
Yeah. Back in the past. Because, like, they had, like, written stories and, like, fables and, like, you know, there's little, like, stories about this. Yeah, yeah. Like switching up, doing their own little things with it. So, Bluebeard, he was, like, ugly, rich dude who pretty much would like marry all these women, and then all of them end up going missing on like on some shit.
On some dry shit.
And then one day he went to his neighbor, and he was pretty much like trying to court his daughter. And for the people who know what court is, essentially be like, how much I gotta pay you to marry one of your kids, right? That's what courting is. So he was trying to court one of his daughters, and he ended up getting the youngest one out of all of them.
Damn,
and pretty much like,
gotta be the youngest one.
That's what I'm saying. But yeah, he on the R. Kelly shit. But he essentially, you already know, she ain't really want to go because dude was ugly. She didn't want to go, but he forced her and like just pretty much ripped out the town and took her to like live in the castle with him. So pretty much they live in there for a minute, and one day Bluebeard like was like, I'm finna go out of town for a few days. I'ma give you this key that like to every single room inside the castle, but while you have it, do not go inside the dungeon. And he's like, cool. So he dips out, and first thing she do is get her cousins and like her, like one of her sisters to like come over to the crib, and they start partying. And her being nosy, like late in the night, goes into the dungeon. And whenever she go down there, she ends up realizing the thing is flooded with blood and dead bodies.
Damn.
And being dumb, she dropped the key inside the blood. Wow. And try, like, she dip out. So she try to figure out what's going on. So she go back later on that night, she grab the key out the water, and the key is actually cursed, and the blood won't come off of it. So now the Bluebeard, he gonna know she was inside there, cause it's gonna be blood on the key, cause he gonna need the key back, right? So she go and get her sister, cause remember she invited them over. So she get her sister, she like only shows her, and her and her sister made a plan to leave that very next morning. So Bluebeard dropped back on them that same night, so caught him slipping out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So he bring her down there because he see the key, and he said, I should kill you right here, right now. And he's just like talking mad shit, talking about he finna kill her. And as soon as he finna do it, oh no. So she was like, can I go pray my sister one more time before you kill me? He's like, fine, I'm gonna let you do that. So she goes, gets her sister, brings her back down. She's praying with her. And as soon as Bluebeard is about to like cock back and like hit, like cut her head off, whatever, her brothers bust in, like somehow out of nowhere, brothers bust in and kill Bluebeard.
Damn.
Get fooled. And yeah, that's the story. But that shit was crazy.
This shit, all types of. I don't even know what this is.
Bro, that's that old English shit.
It's that old English, man. That thing changed quick.
Hey, yeah. So, but, like, it said that Bluebeard, in his story, actually inspired, like, most other serial killer, like, or, like, some of the Sherlock Holmes stories and all that.
Yeah.
Like, his story inspired, like, hella stuff, in the, like, later on. But another thing that it did inspire was other serial killers, too, though.
Oh, okay.
So, they say, like...
That boy Bluebeard done started something.
So, they say, like, people, like, what's bro's name? Zac Efron played him in the movie about
Ted Bundy.
He said he was inspired by Bluebeard, all that. But one of the most notable people was this dude called the Beast of Jersey.
Damn.
So his name was Edward. Oh shoot, look hard to pronounce. I ain't gonna lie to you. Edward Paisnell, and he was a sex offender from like he was a rapist. Let's say Damn. That. Yeah, he was a rapist.
Where
like,
did they be finding these people from, bro?
Jersey.
Goddamn.
Not Jersey. New Jersey. It's a country named Jersey.
It's a country name.
Y'all already know some folks don't know that. It's in between England and France. And remember, Bluebeard happened in England, like back in the medieval. So like that's where all the story came over and how he got inspired, right?
Yeah, that's
crazy. So, he started off in 1960. He didn't get caught till 1971. So literally, dude, to kill people, wore a rubber mask, like a rubber mask that looked like another face, and he had these two. He had like these thick bracelets on each of his wrists that had nails sticking all out of it.
Yeah.
It's the movie with the dude with the pins all in him. It's the scary movie. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Don't try to play me. But, yeah. So he like would go around like that, and he would pretty much be breaking inside of these women's houses, and like raping them and like beating the shit out of them. Damn. And then like stabbing them with his with his braces and shit, and like killing them, and yeah, damn, some crazy shit. Stuff. So now there's one story I could find about one of his victims actually got away, but the story is so fucked up on both ends. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It's everybody's fucked up in this situation. Yes, I'm saying like Blue, if Bluebeard just had a mouthpiece, he would have no problem.
Not this ain't Bluebeard. I'm talking about the Beast of Jersey, right?
He was tripping.
Bluebeard, he had hella wise.
They was both tripping.
But, yeah, he was like kidnapping them, but like the Beast of Jersey, he was actually a normal dude. Like he had a wife and kids. Like he went crazy. No, he was just a serial killer in his free time.
Damn.
He had a wife and kids. Like he would play Santa for all the kids in the neighborhood and shit, like, but he was just killing hoes in the free time.
Wow.
But, what's it say? So, yeah. So, this is one story. Like, not story, but, like, this is one time, like, one of his victims got away. She was... So, the Beast of Jersey broke into her house, and he was, like, standing over her bed, and she woke up before he could, like, really attack her. So, she, like, threw the cover on him. She, like, dipped out the room. And she was running downstairs, and he was, like, following her. And it's, like, so imagine, like, they on, like, either side of the couch, you know, like, how they were, like, which way you gonna go?
Yeah.
So her daughter came down the staircase and, like, screamed. And the mother ran out the house. So she saw that the Beast of Jersey got distracted. And she ran.
You telling me?
She ran, and she got the police, and she came back to the house, right?
Okay, okay.
But whenever she came back, the Beast of Jersey was gone, because she ran on foot.
But she left
her daughter with the Beast of Jersey. She came back, her daughter had been raped, and then got the shit beat out of her by the Beast of Jersey, and just left her to die.
Oh my God. She's dumb than a bitch.
Yes. Nigga. She let her daughter get raped, just so that the dude could get caught. And then they caught him later on that night, and like that was the time he got caught. But in order to do that, she let her daughter be used as bait, so she could get away.
Bro, that just fucked me up, bro.
Exactly, parents ain't shit. Bro, like I don't know why she thought that was okay.
Nigga, I would have started stabbing that nigga or something.
Exactly. I mean. Just at that point, it's 2-on-1, but like it's a little kid.
It's a little kid. That's 1-on-1.
Yeah, I mean
that little kid. No, I'm saying
if I stay, like little kid just kind of in the way. So at that point, I'm still fighting him off on my own. It's a big dude. He a big dude, but I'm like, still, you don't just leave your daughter there. Like you, at that point, you take that and let your daughter get away. She can call the police. She capable.
Hey, she set her daughter up.
She did, bro.
She set her daughter up. What is this man's height?
He a big dude. He's like 6'3", like 275. Yeah, he's a big dude, bro.
That's so fucked up.
Edward was out here getting these hoes. He was doing them grimy, bro.
There's something wrong with him.
It's mentally, but yeah, like, but. You had Bluebeard, who was out here literally forcing these young girls to marry him.
Young hoes.
And then killing him and like leaving their blood in a dungeon with dead bodies floating in it. And then he inspired a whole nother dude. Like, why do serial killers have idols? Like, why? I'm like, bro, don't let the trend continue. White parents, check on your children. There's no reason we need to have this, bro. Shit wild. White America, get it together.
This is America.
Don't got me tripping up. Looking at this. Don't
get you slipping up.
But I'm like, bro, get it together, my nigga. There's no reason for this.
That was probably that's a disturbing story. I haven't heard a disturbing story like that in a minute.
Yeah. But that's because it's the Creepy Tales.
Creepy Tales.
Yes, sir. All right. I just want to thank you, Soup, for being the first guest of the podcast.
Man, no problem, bro.
Man, you got anything you want to say? Anybody you want to shout out?
Man, shout out to my mama. And shout out to the grind.
I feel that, bro. I feel that. So, this is the first episode, but we are going to be having more episodes every Monday with a different guest every single week. So, thank you all for listening to the first episode of the Creepy Tales Podcast, and I'm going to catch y'all later.